1994 by Richard Turner and William Osborne, with Robert Lindsay as Edward, Siobhan Redmond as Sophie, and Paul Shearer as Charles. Episode 1, Work is Freedom.
Shut up, alarm clock.
Sorry.
What time is it?
I thought you said shut up.
Oh, look, don't get like that.
It will be 9:10:20, Tuesday, 4th January, now.
You're such a pedant.
No, I'm not. You're failing to make the fine distinction between mere pedantry and accuracy. I am accurate to within 1 millisecond every 100 years. I see no reason why I should waste my valuable and near-perfectly monitored time by saying it's about 9:10.
Clever you may be, but you're still just an alarm clock.
A cat may look at a king.
Even if you are over-educated.
Well, you bored me. Got out of bed the wrong size this morning, didn't we?
Well, you should know. Television.
Can I be off, Father?
Try Channel 5.
I don't know how to recommend it. Until the day that you say...
17!
Uraganach, yr rhanelli William Seagoch a'r flannel efydd a gogoch early warning systems. Barwmenyn y cors a gwylym a clap o mountain missile silos.
10. Amalgamated Incorporations, the government-sponsored company which manufactures domestic all-purpose robots that we all know more commonly as Fetchers, has announced the launch of the new Mark 7 Fetcher. This model, they assure us, is completely stable and will not fall over, as did Marks 1 to 6.
And finally, there has been another breach of security in the highly restricted earthquake zone of Cumbria.
Oh, that's enough.
I have got a film on free.
No, not now.
Is there any other way I can be of service to you?
No.
Sayonara.
Fetcher?
Yes?
Get the post, please, Fetcher. And don't make that noise.
Sorry. I've fallen over.
Oh, I'll get it then. Right. What have we got here? Bill? Oh, Bill. Postcard. Video card.
Alarm clock?
Yes, television.
I mean, I'll notice how he talks to himself.
First signs of madness.
Gotta pay the telephone.
Yes, I know.
Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, speaking.
Good morning. I'm phoning from the environment. You have an interview with us at 4 o'clock today, and I'm just ringing to confirm it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, of course. Yes, I'll be there.
You'd forgotten, hadn't you?
No, I hadn't.
Well, you looked surprised when I told you.
No, I didn't. I was just opening my mail when the phone rang.
Good Lord. People still send letters. I haven't even got a letterbox. Your room's in a tiff, isn't it? 4 o'clock, then.
Yes, 4 o'clock, then.
Oh, and don't think I'm being rude, but I'd have a shave if I were you. A bit blue round the chin.
I've only just got up.
Well, that explains it. Well, these are your pyjamas, then, are they? Can't tell these days. 4 o'clock, then.
Yeah. Goodbye. What a nerve. Fridge, what have I got for breakfast?
Well, I'm running low on just about everything at the moment. And the milk's gone off. Not the Slimmer's vitamin B12 stuff, that can't go off in a million years, but the normal stuff's getting very smelly. And when are you going to defrost me?
Oh, never mind. Television?
Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Is this the environment?
What do you mean, is this the environment?
I mean, is this the environment? The Department of the Environment?
You mean this massive concrete and glass building here with Department of Environment in 10-foot-high letters on the side?
Ah.
Yes, it is. And that's the door. And if you go through it, you'll find yourself inside.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
Hello, reception.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the environment. Can I help you?
Yes, I've got an interview at 4 o'clock.
Which department?
The Department of the Environment.
Which department of the Department of the Environment? There's the Agriculture Department, the Treasury Department, the Foreign Department, the Employment Department, the Home Department.
Well, I don't really know.
The environment is very big. But try to the fourth floor today. Most of the interviews are held there.
Thank you. Excuse me. My name's Edward Wilson. Sorry I'm late, I got lost.
The environment is very big. What did you want? I'm Sophie.
Oh, sorry, I'm Edward Wilson. I got an appointment at 4. Is this the interview room?
No, Mr. Wilson. That's it, over there.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, don't go in yet. They're not...
No, don't talk to me.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes. Edward Wilson, 4 o'clock, late, lost.
Yes. Well, if you wouldn't mind waiting outside, we have a few things to discuss.
Sorry, I thought I was late.
Let's just pretend you were early, shall we?
I tried to warn you, Edward. Sit down and have a chat with Sophie.
I really don't think he's our man.
Let's take a look at his records then, shall we?
Well, there you are. 27 years of age, no previous jobs, personal details on the left. Ah. Medical, social, theological, psychological, bank account.
Mm. In the red, I see.
HP payments not too large, pays more or less regularly.
Voted the right way last time.
Yes, look at that by-election vote in 86.
Yes, but that was the year of the difficulties, wasn't it?
I don't think we have to dwell on that.
When did he last have a girlfriend?
Here it is. Girl called Diana, red hair, about a year ago.
Nice girl.
How do you know that?
It says NG after her name.
Oh, always thought that meant no good.
Well, let's see what went wrong with that particular relationship.
Oh, nothing juicy, I'm afraid. Usual story. He misunderstood her needs and she wouldn't pay the phone bill.
I bet she was the sort who spent hours on the phone. Oh, I could see it all.
C of E, no religion anyway.
Family. Oh, yes. Father, I remember him. Negotiator for ACAS, who died in the course of duty in 86.
Difficult year for negotiating.
Yeah, well, negotiators weren't armed in those days.
That's a basic framework. No need to pry into the personal details. Let's have him in.
Show Mr. Wilson in, please, Sophie.
Oh, you can go in now, Edward. Good luck.
Well, now, Edward, isn't it?
Yes, Edward.
So, Edward, tell us all about yourself.
Well, there's not a lot to tell, actually.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I mean, I really want the job. I think it would suit me. I've got the right temperament, I think.
And what kind of temperament is that, Edward?
Well, I'm level-headed, though that's not to say I don't have a bit of flair from time to time. I mean, I can think on my feet.
Oh, good.
And do sit down, Edward.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Edward, any questions from you?
Yes. What is the job exactly?
Well, I think it's a little premature.
Yes, the job first, then find out. If we knew exactly what the job was, we'd be doing it ourselves, wouldn't we?
Oh, yes, it's early days for knowing exactly what you'll be getting up to.
Oh, I see, right, yes, exactly.
If you'd like to wait outside, we'll call you back in. We have a few things to discuss.
Better get him back in here, I suppose.
Oh, him? Oh, yes, yes. Let's see what the mainframe says.
Okay.
That's it? Good Lord. Send him back in, Sophie.
Oh, Edward. All right. You can have him back. But don't keep him for too long.
Well, Edward, you've got the job.
What? Well, just like that? Thank you. When do I start?
The job's yours. Start when you like. Come and go as you please. Obviously, it'll take you a while to find your feet and to get to know the place. We're a big ministry. We're getting bigger and bigger ever since we were privatised. The environment is very big, as they say. Take your time and don't do anything rash for a few days.
You see, I've never had a job before.
Best not to do anything for a few days. Keep a low profile, that's the best policy. We need some personal details, so drop into the office and fill these forms in on the way out. Theological, political, medical, psychological, miscellaneous, intimately personal, and I know this seems a bit much, but... your date of birth, full name and education since the age of 11. All strictly confidential, of course.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll come back next week when I've finished filling these forms in. Alarm. What time is it?
It will be 10:01 and 10 seconds, Monday 10th January. Now.
Why did you wake me up?
You told me to. It's Monday, starting work today.
Oh, yes.
Why you suddenly start doing a job at your time of life is beyond me.
I'm sorry, what do you mean at my time of life? I'm 27.
27 years, 8 months and 4 days, actually.
Fetcher!
Yes?
Get me some clothes, please.
All right.
Never mind. I'll go in my pyjamas. No one will know the difference.
Oh. Are you going to leave me here?
Yes. I just hope work has more to offer than home. Fetcher!
Yes?
Don't move till I get back.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Hello?
Oh, hello. I remember you. You're Edward, aren't you?
Yes, Sophie, yes. You know, I don't know how you lot find your way around. I've been wandering about the building looking for my office for the last hour. No one seems to know where it is. I suppose I must have an office somewhere. Do you know where it is?
Any problems, Edward? Come to Sophie. Let's see. Edward Wilson. Here we are. Room 102, 10th floor. Welcome to the environment.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you.
This is your personal key card. It opens your door, turns on your terminal, and buys you lunch. Needless to say, don't lose it.
Oh, thank you.
About 1 o'clock's the best time for lunch. I always find it gets crowded soon after. I go at 1 o'clock. See you there, perhaps.
Right, thank you. Room 102, 10th floor.
Hello, Sophie.
Oh, hello, Charles. What are you doing, lurking in my corridor?
Look, Sophie, there's no need to talk to me like that. I came to see you. And who was that you were leering at?
New boy. Rather nice, actually. Edward Wilson.
I was wondering if you'd care to join me for lunch.
Not today, Charles.
Tomorrow?
Look, Charles, why don't you just admit that once I used to enjoy going to lunch with you?
And dinner.
Yes, and dinner, and lots of other things. But now... I don't.
I suppose you've got your eye on some charmingly naive new boy, then.
I might.
Where does he work?
I'll tell you where he works, though it's none of your business, of course, if you tell me something. I'm after some information. It's about Cumbria. I can't get anything out of Sir Desmond Riley.
Lunch?
No. Cumbria. I'd like to know.
Now, let's see. 98, 99, 100, 101, 101. Oh, I don't want to go in there. Ah, 102. Oh, where's that card? Ah.
You may now enter.
Now then. Desk. Chair. Telephone. Keyboard display. Four walls, windows. Ah, that's not a bad office. Right onto the mainframe. Please state parameter of employment. Re Edward Wilson. What's this?
Good morning. I'm afraid you've made a false entry. Please try again. I'll teach you. First, we shall try some simple games. Please key in your name and press game 1.
Hello?
Edward Wilson.
Yes?
You have transgressed. Prepare to defend yourself.
But I haven't done anything wrong.
The list of your crimes against the power is long. And now you must suffer at my hands. The hands of Darkman.
Oh, you've only wounded me, Darth Man. I've still got one weapon left. The quantum W and Z particle disintegrator.
I shall return. Edward Wilson. And when I return, I shall be stronger and more deadly than before. In the meantime, you have scored 3,450 points. Long may you fester.
Come in.
Sorry. I was looking for coordination. You must be Wilson, the new chap.
Yes.
How do you do? Charles Dartmouth. Welcome to the environment. I see you've been playing Darth Man.
Yes. Sorry, I couldn't find anything else to do.
Well, it's the best game on the mainframe. We're all mad about it. How many points have you got?
3,450.
Oh, that's good. You'll get promoted next week at that rate. Look, you can't keep working all the time. I'm off to lunch. Would you care to join me?
Yes.
It's 1 o'clock, best time. Yes, crowded soon after.
right.
Right, the canteen's in the basement. So, what do you do?
Well, I've been playing Darth Man all morning.
Yes, but what's your post? Oh, God, here he comes.
Oh,
H-E-O.
Sorry?
Higher Executive Officer. Look, whatever happens, don't mention Darth Man.
Oh.
If he knew...
Yes, of course.
Never got over 3,000, he'd be dead jealous.
May I join you? Morning, Charles.
Morning. Yes, of course.
And you are...
Edward Wilson.
Rather nice. You don't like this synthetic muck, do you?
No, not that. I meant the receptionist over there. Found my office for me this morning.
Sophie. Not bad, eh? Not really a receptionist, though.
Sophie, life and sale.
Yes, isn't she just...
No, you know, life and soul, mole. She's a department mole.
Oh, rhyming slang. Oh, brilliant. Life and soul, mole. Well, if she is a mole and everyone knows, why don't they catch her?
It's her job. She's an official mole. Anything we want leaked, she leaks it. There's always a danger they'll do a bit of freelancing, but on the whole...
They seem pretty obnoxious.
They have to be. They mix with journalists.
She's very highly trusted by some pretty high-up people.
Do you know her?
Oh, I'm high up, but I'm not in. Charles here is in, but not high up. You're neither. I must be going anyway.
Well, who are that lot?
They're all moles. They always sit together for lunch. Bunch of gossips, if you ask me.
Luke.
Oh, Sophie.
Oh, shut up. Did you find your office all right?
Yes. Thank you. Sophie.
Life and soul department. What do you do?
I don't think he knows yet.
Oh, hello, Charles.
Hello, Sophie.
Yes, well, I only started today, but I'm sure I'll find out.
Don't you think your friends might be missing you, Sophie?
Thank you, Charles. Well, Edward, see you again sometime.
Yes, I hope so.
Sophie!
She is nice, isn't she?
Not when you get to know her, no. Anyway... Back to the grindstone.
Yes, back to it, whatever it is.
Oh, don't worry. Just try a few different things out. See how you feel. It's Liberty Hall here.
Thanks.
Look, don't get me wrong, but you seem the sub-officer type to me. You taking a lift?
Yeah.
Yes, sub-officer for something or other. Sub-officer for, district.
How about coordination?
Well, that's it. Try saying it a few times. Get used to it.
I am the sub-officer for district coordination. I am the sub-officer for district coordination. I am the sub-officer for district coordination.
Oh, there you are. Suits you. Lucky devil. You've landed a plum job.
Right. Key card.
You may now enter.
Oh, hello, desk. Hello, chair. Hello, window. Hello, little fat lady far below. Hello, hideous little man with a wart on his nose. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Can I help you?
Are you the, let me get this right, the sub-officer for district coordination?
Yes.
Oh, thank God for that. I've been looking for you all week.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, here it is anyway. Sign here. No, here.
Oh, sorry. What is it?
Well, I don't know, Governor. I'll just deliver them. Now then, who's next? Permanent overseer for Bingo Revenue. Phew. Might as well be looking for the Caliph of Baghdad.
Hello!
Oh, Caliph, this is for you. Oh, that was lucky.
Hello. What's this? Oh, floppy disk. We'll soon find out. Into the slot you go.
Memo to sub-officer for district coordination, Ray, the earthquake disaster of 1990 in Cumbria. Here you see on the screen a map of the British Isles 1990 and now post-1990.
God.
And now you see the restricted area, which is more or less all of the Lake District, now rather more lake than district. As sub-officer, having dealt with the matter on numerous occasions, you will be familiar with the immense security implications, so mum's the word, if you see what I mean. Please coordinate with the district and hand in your report ASAP.
I know you're in there. I know you've got a naughty secret to leak to Sophie, and I'm going to come and get it.
Now you naughty... Oh, Edward. How embarrassing. You haven't seen Sir Desmond Riley anywhere, have you?
No. Hello, Sophie.
Oh, well... Might as well be looking for the Caliph of Baghdad. I'll try next door. Oh, maybe I'll see you at tea time.
Sophie.
Yes? Look, I'm busy. The telegraph wards is in by 4. I'll come round and take you down to tea.
What do you know about the great earthquake of 1990 in Cumbria?
Cumbria? Is that what you're working on? There were rumours. Earthquakes were pretty rare in Britain. Of course, it wasn't always an earthquake. Well, let's look it up.
How?
Come here.
Hello, Archives here. Yeah?
Hello, Archives. First press conference after the 1990 earthquake, please.
Here it comes.
Today, shortly before 17:30 Greenwich Mean Time, a large meteor landed safely on Creston in Cumbria, causing extensive material damage and slight loss of life.
And the next one?
Coming up.
News has just come in that the damage caused by the hurricane in Creston is more extensive than previously thought.
And the next?
Coming up.
The Creston earthquake is now officially dormant. Bad weather conditions still prevent television pictures from being relayed to London.
Thanks, Archives. Really, I must be going.
I'd forgotten all about that. It wasn't always an earthquake. No one even talks about it anymore.
Well, it's still a restricted area. Only top personnel can go there. I'd do anything to get a leak from one of them.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh, which reminds me, I must get that leak out of Sir Desmond, otherwise I'll just have to make one up again. Tea for two later. Bye, Edward.
Hang on, Sophie.
Sophie, I've been meaning to leak to you all day.
Oh, hello, Charles.
Hello, Edward. Looking for Sophie, are you?
Yes, I just lost her again.
I know how you feel. How are you getting on?
Well, I hardly got to know her, really.
No, I mean the job. District coordination.
Ah, I've had a memo about Cumbria.
Cumbria? Really? Are you going there?
I've got to make a report.
I should catch the next train, then. Look, I'll sign you off the mainframe. You get going.
Right, yes, I'll do that. I'll go to the station right now. Bye, Charles.
Bye, Edward. Take care. Take care.
British Rail apologise for their service and for any inconvenience that it will cause to all passengers.
Single to Carlisle, please.
Service £65. Are you catching the 1830 or the 1935?
The 1830.
Well, you want the off-peak saver then. That's £55.15. You coming back?
Oh, yes. Friday morning. Sorry, I won't be long.
No, that's all right. I'm not in a hurry.
Well, if you're coming back on Friday, you can do it on a lot of people's super safe return. £42.
Oh, I've got the elder citizens get out and about ticket.
That'll be £21 then.
And I'm on young trainee scheme. Don't ask me how.
£10.50.
And I've got 2 travel save vouchers.
£7.50. Anything else?
No.
Cash? Or are you paying the easy way?
Sorry, mate. No, it's all right. I'll pay the easy way.
Sign here. Andrew. Andrew. Andrew address. Next.
Oh, same again, please, but to Oxenholm.
That's £62.50.
I'm under 28.
That doesn't make any difference.
Well, I'm going on the 18:30.
You'll be lucky if you catch that.
Oh, wait, £62.50, and hurry up, please.
Well, you're a private company, you know. We're not here for your benefit. Here's a change.
Yes, thank you very much.
Some people seem to think you've got all day, don't they? I'll have an off-peak intercity weekend, over £50, but under £65, springtime, mega-safe return to Edinburgh on the 18:45, please.
Well, I must say, I'm very disappointed in you, Sir Desmond.
Oh, hello, Charles. Sir Desmond still won't leak anything useful. Nothing but defence documents. Boring.
You know that new boy, the one you fancy?
Yes.
Well, I've sent him away.
Oh, you rot!
To Cumbria.
Charles, you are a genius.
Dinner tonight?
All right. Just this once. Just this once. You deserve it.
That was 1994 by Richard Turner and William Osborne, with Robert Lindsay as Edward, Siobhan Redmond as Sophie, and Paul Shearer as Charles. Other parts were played by Pam Ferris, David Goodland, and Richard Turner. 1994 was produced in Manchester by Nick Simmons.